What is something that you're never fricking buying again? Glass furniture. I had a glass desk from IKEA for about 2 years, and one morning while I was sleeping, it spontaneously exploded. There was no one piece of it left that was larger than my thumbnail, and it took days to clean up. Apparently that can happen with tempered glass. Tension builds up due to temperature changes, and it just shatters. We had a low-grade earthquake where I live. The glass table shattered 3 days later. Fricking home warranty. I brought a house that had just hit 10 years and got all over the original appliances. Oh, the appliances are covered, they said, but only if you buy a home warranty. Sure, it only lasts a year, but these things might break in that year. It's only $500. Better safe than sorry. Turns out, crap does break. The water heater had a problem, the fridge had a problem, none of it caught by inspection. I go to the warranty people and it's $75 for someone to evaluate it. Cool, I think. Cheaper than buying new stuff. Then everything gets denied. The most random F reasons are given to me. I argue, I'm told that that's what the inspectors said. I get the transcripts and guess what? All of their inspectors said that this should be covered. The warranty company lied to me. I threw the lies in their face and I get back, well, it doesn't matter, it still isn't covered. One of the dudes, a plumber I later had come back to help, said these companies never cover anything. Their reason on the water heater? Rust on the unit. He told them the rust didn't cause the problem and was normal. To them, any potential problem is reason for denial. Got a dent in a unit? Denied. Got a scratch? Denied. Here's the real crap part of it though. This was all in my first 30 days living there. Like any reasonable person, I thought I could just call up and cancel and get some, or maybe any, of my money back. You know what the woman told me on the phone? It's not legal to return a home warranty in the first year. We're not talking PMI or fire insurance or disaster crap or whatever. This was just a warranty on things like appliances, and can apply to things like structure. I told the woman she worked for Crooks and hung up. So if you're buying a house and they want $500 to $600 to insure your home for a year, do what my plumber said. Save your money and do the repairs yourself. I'm still mad about it and it's been like 3 years. Frick. Cheese, in massive quotation marks, from the dollar store. Oh god, what would that even be made out of? Low density plastic? I wish I could contact the person who wrote this 8 years ago. A General Electric's made exclusively for Walmart $50 vacuum. I bought a used Kirby from eBay and we threw the GE over the balcony and killed it office space style. Bacon flavored popcorn. It basically made my entire house smell like sweaty butt. I'm not kidding, it lingered for days. It tasted dreadful too. Allow me to give you my recipe for the tastiest popcorn ever. Trademarked. Microwaved bacon popcorn is gross and inedible. Instead, make some bacon and save the grease. The next time you want delicious popcorn, put 3 to 4 tablespoons of bacon grease in the bottom of a large cooking pot. Apply medium-high heat. When the grease is all melted, add about half a cup of popcorn kernels, enough to mostly cover the bottom of the pan, and put the lid on. Shake somewhat vigorously until the popcorn is no longer popping quickly. Immediately pour delicious popcorn into another container, as it will scorch very quickly if you don't. Depending on the saltiness of your bacon, you may want to add salt, but probably not. Enjoy! I'll keep this short and sweet. I was very thirsty one night shift and thought it would be a good idea to buy 1 liter of sugar-free aloe water. After guzzling the entire thing, I felt quite refreshed. I downed a pita bread and my lunch was complete. Fast forward an hour later and I started to feel a rumbling in my stomach and the urge to pass gas. I decided to hold my toot in at the time and visit the closest washroom. At that very moment, I emptied my entire stomach contents and more into the toilet in the most violent butt explosion of my life. For the remaining 4 hours of my shift, everything coming out of my butt was liquid. I learned that that particular aloe water was a very close cousin of the sugar-free gummy bears. 10 out of 10 will not buy sugar-free aloe water again. Food from that shady-as-frick Chinese food cart next to my building. Something I've said 4 or 5 times already. Oh. Mate, the rule with takeaway food is the dodgier the joint looks, the better the food. Hell, my local Indian joint has perpetual low-lying smoke from all the curries, and the Chinese joint has burnt down 3 times. Both of them do super good takeaway food. That only applies to ethnic food, though. Your local chippy shop needs to be squeaky clean. Sea monkeys. They're not tiny humanoids, and their construction skills leave much to be desired. Tyrannizing them is not very rewarding. All they did in response to my oppressive taxation and restrictive curfews was die and turn the water brown. A bicycle from Walmart.
Cheap bikes are really expensive to fix.
What's the cheapest bike that's worth it, I wonder? A used bike that was expensive when it was new. Good bikes last fricking forever if you take care of them. My bike was built 30 years ago and it's 10 times better than the piece of crap I used to ride. A brand new $300 folding bike.
If you buy a folding bike, you should just assume that it's equal quality to a non-folder that costs half of that. So you probably got the quality of a $150 bike.
I honestly wouldn't trust a folder that costs less than $600. Actually, I wouldn't trust a folder that wasn't made by a major company. An inkjet printer. I've probably brought more than a dozen of them over the years, and while they produce outstanding color out of the box, unless you're printing full-on color on a regular basis, like every day, then you're going to get clogs and failures. And don't even get me started on the whole,
"Oh, you're out of yellow ink, so you can't scan anything now,"
with the all-in-ones. About 2 years ago, I bought a Brother MFC 9340 CDW laser printer for my mother, and a few months later, I bought the same printer for myself. No more clogged ink, duplex printing that doesn't even saturate the paper, consistent print quality, wider variety of paper to choose from, and overall cheaper than an inkjet. I'm never going back. That bloody loot crate crap. I only brought it once when I thought the stuff was alright, but it really tees me off now watching YouTubers continually opening crates and then acting like they're so glad that they got a fricking fridge magnet. My How to Learn Buddha's Palm Booklet. Clothes from Groupon. Almost anything from Groupon. My last few experiences have been pretty bad. When Groupon was new, you could get some great deals, but now it's spa, crap Chinese products, crappy restaurants, rinse and repeat. Yeah, it might have been a legit enterprise once, but I think by now most business owners have realized that the sorts of people who use coupon deals rarely become repeat customers. They'll come in holding that voucher in front of them like a shield against having to pay full price, grab as many extras as they can, steal your pens and leave never to return. Signed, bitter former restaurant manager who never got tipped by coupon users. We had a buddy named Dave who once brought over some Klondike bars for a game night and left the remainders in the fridge. When he came back a week later, he was horrified and livid that his Klondike bars, which were left in the fridge of three bachelors, had been eaten without his permission. He made such a stink about it that us three guys living there, as a prank, filled the freezer to the brim with Klondike bars. We ate and ate them, but the stock never depleted. Some moron would keep the joke going by buying enough Klondike bars to fill it back to full. And when you're young and a cheapskate, you'll eat a Klondike bar before going to find real food. Don't get me wrong, ice cream and chocolate are great, but man, I could go my whole life without eating another Klondike bar, and that was already 15 years ago. Frickin' Dave, man. A frickin' sleep number mattress. Piece of crap is like sleeping on an air mattress, and after a little while, the sides lose their integrity, so the only comfortable spot becomes broken down. Forked out a lot of cash for that stupid mattress. The only one who seemed to like it was the cat. Anything from Finish Line. A couple of years ago, I needed a new pair of shoes. Luckily, I had a Finish Line gift card. I'd never shopped there before, but I'd save money with the gift card, so I walk in and buy a pair of shoes. The cashier asks if I'd like coupons sent to me in the mail. I figure, sure, why not? So I wrote down my address and everything. Got my shoes, everything's cool. Fast forward to 7 months later, I have a $60 charge on my bank account from Sports Illust. Something like that, it resembled Sports Illustrated. So, being confused, I call Sports Illustrated and tell them I was being charged for subscribing, even though I could give less of a crap about sports. The man basically tells me, "Sorry about that, I don't know how that could happen. The charges should be reversed within 3 days." I figured, alright, this crap's finally over. Fast forward 2 weeks later and I realize that the charge has not been reversed whatsoever. I decide that I'm going to call back again after work and talk to them about it yet again. So after work, I check my bank account one last time to see if it was reversed. Not only was it not reversed, but I had another charge that said something like Sports Illikids, Sports Illustrated Kids, for another $60. So basically, after he told me the charges would be reversed after 3 days, they weren't after 2 weeks, and then they had the big brass ones to charge me yet again. This time I was teed off and called immediately. The tone in the lady's voice seemed like she'd been dealing with this all day or something. She sighed and said, "Have you purchased anything from Finish Line recently?" And I had to think about it.
And then it hit me that I did about 7 months ago. And I said, yeah, why? And she said, because this has been a real problem with everyone who purchased from Finish Line. I'll have the charges reversed this time. I really will. And after the phone call, I called the bank to tell them about the whole thing. Everything was refunded back to me in the end, but after dealing with that crap, I'm never buying from Finish Line again. Who the frick do you think you are just subscribing everyone to Sports Illustrated unwillingly? I don't even give a crap about sports. I just wanted to buy a simple pair of shoes, and that's it. In conclusion, Finish Line signed me up for Sports Illustrated without my permission. I just wanted to buy a pair of shoes. Tried reversing the charges, but instead they subscribed me twice. I had to call the bank to actually fix it. Don't shop at Finish Line. You can submit your own stories to be featured here on the channel. The story submission link is in the description below. And if you want to listen to some vibey music in the background, check out Easy Mode, also linked below, and subscribe. Those pink frosted animal crackers. Good as all heck, but I ate way too many when I was younger, and I still get sick even to this day when I think about it. I feel like everyone has that one food that they ruined for themselves as a child. For me, it was a Mexican candy called Lucas. I ate it once when I was extremely sick, and I haven't been able to stomach it since. Which is sad because I remember loving it for a couple of hours. At least until I threw it all up. I will never go with my current ISP fricking ever again if I have the option. The amount of bullcrap I've had to deal with is just insane. First, they brought our previous ISP. I called to cancel the phone line we got for free, along with a free router. The new ISP tried to charge for it, but they say they'll of course remove it. I got a confirmation letter. Get another one. In the end, I got one letter every day for over 3 weeks confirming the exact same thing. Still shows up on my bill. Got charged for TV. It's included in my rent. I call them and they said, sure, we'll of course remove it. It shows up on my next bill. I call again and they claim that the bill was printed before my call. Just pay less than what it says on the bill. Next month, it's still there. They claim the exact same thing, printed before I called. I called the rep on his bullcrap, and all he does is cough and ask if there's anything else I need help with. I mildly lose my crap at this point, but I finally get rid of the extra charge on the next bill. This was all in the span of 3 months. Never again, if I have the option. The previous ISP worked flawlessly for over a year. What infuriates me the most is that this is most likely their modus operandi, counting on people not reading too closely what they're getting charged for. Granted, they're reasonably priced at 100 megabits a second for an equivalent of $24 a month, but based on their customer service and general inability to do even the simplest of tasks without several weeks of issues, I'll go with another one next time. What? It's not like an ISP to make every little transaction a nightmare. They instantly and immediately fix your options and give you your money right away, like travel insurance and substance-using roommates who owe you rent. A frozen, gluten-free pizza. £3 for a large nacho with a pinch of cheese on it. What a load of crap.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Third-party extended warranty. I bought our first family car a few months after getting married, a 5-year-old Dodge Magnum with 50k on the odometer. They kind of just threw the warranty in, and I didn't realize it until I was signing papers and I got to the extended warranty page. Asked what the frick this was, and the salesman ended up getting me to pay for it. It's only $1,200, pretty cheap peace of mind, right? Right. I'm a family man now. I hate to have any pesky repairs get in my way. I never used it, needed tie rods on one time, but they were considered a wear item, so it was out of my own pocket. Instead of the extended warranty, do your research, buy cars that don't have overcomplicated parts that break down or require expensive services. I don't buy anything with a timing belt anymore, only chains. Do your maintenance the way your manual says and consider using the severe schedule. Join a forum for your particular car. If the thingamajig shakes when you turn the doohickey, you can bet someone else's thingamajig had shaken before, so look it up. Most of all, this is what you keep an emergency fund for. If you're maintaining your vehicle properly, things shouldn't break. But if they do, have some money tucked away for emergency repairs. Any Steam game before it goes on sale. A cheap vacuum. I have two dogs and vacuumed with it the day before I brought a new one. Vacuumed with the new one, Shark Rotator Professional, for those wondering, and literally filled two trash bags with missed pet hair, having just vacuumed the day before. Rubbers. I'm married and had a vasectomy. I was in the same boat with two kids already. Evidently, the US military gives crappy vasectomies. After the third kid, my wife got fixed. Third-party controllers. They only ever last all of a week or two before something goes wrong. As fun as they are, those cheap remote control helicopters are probably the most frustrating things to try and control. I think I've owned three and they've all broken within 1 week of buying. Beats by Dr. Dre. Why didn't I listen to what everyone told me? Ben and Jerry's changed the Heath bars that they use to some tasteless, disgusting, hippie crap about a year ago. I get that they're all about conservation and all, but they screwed up my absolute favorite go-to ice cream of all time. I was in Vermont when they invented Heath Bar Crunch about 25 or 30 years ago, and they were giving it out as samples. I fell in love right then and there, but they've wronged me and cut me deep. Never again, unless I hear they go back to the old Heath bars. Off-brand Saran Wrap or Cling Film. It tears if you look at it wrong and won't stick to itself on wraparound. Bullcrap in a box. Wooden tiki torches. They get messed up after one season outside in the elements, and half of them come crooked and crack when you put them in the ground. I invested in some nice metal and glass ones. One-ply toilet paper. I bought a big package on accident once, and I'll never do that again. My finger popped through that wispy garbage the first time I used it, and I eventually was using ridiculously thick wads of paper to keep myself safe. Toilet paper is one of those products where it's always best to pay more for the good stuff. An engagement ring. The Dyson Ball Vacuum. Man, is that thing named wrong. I couldn't walk for 3 days after using it. I was about to say, mine works great and is so easy to push, and then I caught on. Girly crap. Give me man razors, man deodorant, man shower gel, man everything. Half the price and lasts way longer than crappy girl products. Okay, apparently I'm worse than Margaret Thatcher because I said this. Relax. If you want to use girly products, go ahead. If you want to use men's products, go ahead. I personally find men's antiperspirant, Rexona, to be my choice of deodorant because I'm very active and work outside. Every brand of men's razors have lasted longer than my women's ones. My men's work boots last amazingly better and are sturdier than any woman's work boots I've had in the past. That's my personal experience anyway. Hulu subscription. I can't stand paying for a service and still having to watch through commercials. What? Look, I was never going to buy that service anyway because it just seemed so inherently crap, but that is some complete garbage compared to the other services on offer. Not sure if it's changed in the years since that comment was written, though. Size 46 and above pants. Not a product quality thing, just a quality of life thing. Cigarettes. Full year clean, let's go. A DVD rewinder. Fricking useless. I remember when Blockbuster was first introducing DVDs, and my dad got a notice that he failed to rewind his disc before returning it to the store. Some people are just dumb, he said, but don't threaten me with a fine because of your own stupidity. Any Ubisoft product available for pre-purchase. Dude, any video game for pre-order. It's been a terrible stretch. A Lenovo laptop from India. I brought a Y500 from them, and it was the worst experience ever. I know most people think the company is excellent, but their after-sales service is simply awful. 2 days after delivery, I found that the touchpad wouldn't work properly. After repeatedly emailing them, asking for repair centers, a repair tech, or any number of things, I was told that I had applied for a replacement too late, since I'd bypassed the 1 week replacement limit. I asked them again about repairing the laptop, and they sent over a technician who knew less than I did about laptops. He left the house having spoiled the screen by scratching it with a screwdriver and twisting the fan blade so that the laptop wouldn't start anymore. With infinite patience, I called the repair center and I asked for a repair tech to fix the things the previous guy had done wrong. They made excuses for days and days, doing absolutely nothing. If you think Comcast is bad, this was far worse. I was misquoted saying, "The issue has been fixed," and they closed the case number. telling me I'd have to go through the entire process again. I was given a Lenovo official help center number. That's when I learned the guys I was speaking to was simply a small repair shop that Lenovo had contracted all their Bombay customers to. After waiting on the Lenovo helpline for 15 minutes, listening to crappy elevator music, I was told that the help center was inactive and that I should call up another number. The very same fricking number that belonged to the repair shop. I fricking lost it. The worst part is, in India, it's not possible to sue a company and expect a speedy resolution. All this was happening a few weeks before my exams, and I had a comp sci project due for submission. In the end, I had to give up this new, almost never used laptop to a repair shop that I actually trusted. Their service was far better than anything Lenovo had ever offered me so far, even if it was paid. I ended up using my old HP DV6000 for my exams. I managed to submit the project on time, but seriously, F Lenovo. In conclusion, frick Lenovo for getting me stuck in a feedback loop. A laptop without fans so strong that they can at least ensure that the darn thing doesn't overheat after an hour, unless I purchase another gosh darn ventilation pad for it. Cheap or used tires, a cheap mattress, bottom shelf alcohol. For the alcohol, I generally mean that if I'm getting a drink at the bar, I don't mind spending an extra dollar or two for name brand instead of watered down rubbing alcohol. Yes, I believe the hangover is worse with cheap spirits. Also, if you can't afford a ride home, you can't afford to go out drinking. For tires, I agree that if you have an old beater, you shouldn't be spending thousands on tires. However, I've gotten screwed over a few times with used tires that seemed like an excellent deal, only to be replaced in 10,000 miles. I put a pair of Toyo MTs on my old truck and they lasted me longer than the truck and still looked new after 50,000 miles. Plus, I had one punctured from an accident and it was replaced for free because I spent an extra $20 for that service up front. I can't stand seeing new sports cars that someone spent good money on and they won't spend more than $300 on tires. Also, everyone's saying, if it separates you from the ground, this is exactly what I mean. As a closer, gas barbecues. If you only grill a few times a year, go ahead and spend under $500 on one. Just don't be upset when you can't get parts and have to replace the whole thing within 5 years. If you're a barbecue enthusiast that loves grilling for friends and family 5 times a week, spend $4,000 on a Twin Eagles or Lynx. It'll be the last grill you ever buy and sear a steak that would make Ramsay's mouth water. Yes, a $150 Weber charcoal kettle is an amazing grill that will last forever, but cooking 5 times a week on charcoal and needing more cooking area with different temperatures gets old real quick. Plus, a big green egg will smoke any Weber. I've spent the last 7 years designing outdoor kitchens and selling grills while having a private barbecue chef on staff. I think I'm just a bit more of a snob when it comes to my food. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. Put the playlist on in the background to finish listening to all the stories, or if you want some vibey music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Genius, give Am I the Jerk a shot. Everything linked in the description.